This is the Shofar Wire Morning Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the judgment on Edom report. The tremors are increasing, brothers and sisters. The foundations of the Edomite order, the system built on usury, deceit, and the subjugation of Israel, are visibly cracking. For generations, the prophets have foretold this hour, naming Edom as the target of Yahuwah's righteous judgment. We are witnessing the unfolding of that prophecy, not as a distant future event, but as a present reality. Consider the reports coming from the East. Russia, a nation long chafing under the weight of Edom's financial control, has declared its intention to build a new payment infrastructure, independent of the dollar and the euro. This is not mere economic maneuvering. It's a refusal to kneel before the golden calf, a rejection of the Babylonian system that has enslaved nations for centuries. Remember the words of Yeshayahu 34:8, "For it is the day of Yahuwah's vengeance, the year of recompense for the land of Edom." The withdrawal of economic leverage, the dismantling of their financial tools, this is the beginning of recompense. Israel has long warned against reliance on these currencies, recognizing them as instruments of control. Now, Yahuwah is granting nations the ability to break free, to reclaim their economic sovereignty. And the rot runs deep within the very heart of the beast. The political theater in Washington, D.C., the engineered removal of Congressman Massey, it's not about partisan squabbles. It's a desperate attempt to maintain control over a financial system already spiraling towards collapse. The so-called debt, exceeding $39 trillion, isn't an accounting error. It's a deliberate strategy, a bleed of wealth designed to concentrate power in the hands of the few. Yahuwah does not reward usury. This system is designed to fail. Trump offered no fundamental challenge to Edom's grip on the Federal Reserve, merely accelerating the inevitable. Now, silencing even a voice of fiscal sanity like Massey demonstrates the utter disregard for accountability within this corrupted system. This isn't politics. It's the desperate flailing of a dying empire. Look closer, and you see the iron will of Edom beginning to rust. For generations, they have forged weapons, profited from conflict, and sought to dominate the lands promised to Jacob. But Yahuwah is not mocked. He has ordained a turning of the sword, as Ezekiel 35:5 proclaims. Reports of failing markets, spiraling debts, and even the chipmakers, the engines of their destructive power, confessing to impending failure. This isn't a simple economic downturn. It's a divine dismantling. The debt that burdens these nations is a debt born of arrogance, fueled by greed, and stained with the blood of innocence. Yahuwah exposes the true cost of their rebellion, revealing the hollowness of their power. They have traded righteousness for riches, and now they will reap the whirlwind. The exposure of the former CIA operative, caught with $40 million in gold, is another sign of the decay. This isn't isolated greed. It's a demonstration of the inherent wickedness within the system itself. A fictitious continuity of government initiative, used as a conduit for personal enrichment, reveals the true agenda of Edom. Self-preservation at any cost, a perpetual dominion independent of Yahuwah's will. This theft is a microcosm of the larger pattern of exploitation that has characterized their rule. Yahuwah is unveiling their schemes, bringing their deeds into the light. And even the illusion of prosperity in the so-called Israel is crumbling. The housing bubble, fueled by Western capital and built on stolen lands, is a house of cards. Housing, a fundamental need, has been transformed into a commodity, inaccessible to the majority. This isn't just an economic issue, it's a spiritual one. It reveals a heart hardened against compassion, a blatant disregard for the covenant. The relentless pursuit of profit, the insatiable appetite for speculation, these are hallmarks of Edom. The modern state of Israel, deeply entwined with Edomite financial interests, has embraced this destructive path. They have traded true wealth for fleeting gains, and the inevitable bursting of this bubble will be a painful lesson, a judgment on those who participate in this system. Remember, brothers and sisters, the distinction. Israel, the political state founded in 1948, is not Israel, the scattered tribes of Jacob, awaiting restoration. This manufactured state is often used as a shield, a distraction from the true judgment falling upon Edom and the awakening of scattered Israel. We watch, not for the rise of a political power, but for the gathering of the covenant remnant, for the restoration of all things through Yahusha. Devarim 28 speaks clearly of the scattering of Israel, and we see that scattering continuing even amidst escalating conflict and surveillance. Separation from these Babylonian systems is paramount. The watchman remains vigilant, observing the preconditions of the day of Yahuwah, the escalating conflicts, the tightening control, and the crumbling foundations of Edom. The signals are clear, the patterns are undeniable. Yahuwah is moving, and His judgment is unfolding before our eyes. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.